Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters. I host the midday show on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle and online at kexp.org. I love putting together these collections of songs, mostly new, that I'm enjoying. Occasionally, I go back and grab an oldie that I missed that I'd love to share with you. And today, I have music from a ton of great bands, and I'm going to start off with a hauntingly beautiful track from Duluth, Minnesota band Low. From their latest album, The Invisible Way, I have a track called Plastic Cup, and this newest album was produced by Wilco's Jeff Tweedy, and he provides a spare haunting sound that harkens back to earlier Low albums. And I'm just going to jump right in again with this song, Plastic Cup. This is Low on KEXP's Music That Matters podcast.
You could always count on your friends to get you high. That's right. And you could always count on the rents to get you by. You could fly. Now they make you pass into a plastic cup and give it up. The cup will probably be here long after we're gone. What's wrong? Probably dig it up a thousand years from now. And how? They'll probably wonder what the hell we used it for. And more. Must be the cup the king held every night as he
study horses. Beauty matched only by their strength. I try and capture a little of that as I move on without your face. I study horses. My picture of living's in. You see the men line up to tame the beast, but it's the horse that will tame them. Oh, well, every time I leave, I take the long way home. I pass our old buildings as if in ancient Rome. I study every brick, the magnificence of a world. I passed the old place that we bought, but then we lost, I swear, just as quickly as a kid's coin toss. They took breath. And can you believe it? No, you can't. That we're paying them to clean their own mess. I study horses. It takes my mind off all those men. I can't help but feel a little ashamed. I know I'm just as bad as them. Oh, but I won't be baptized in a sea of swill. I try to reach out for something real, like a shot and a shiver. A stranger shall deliver a fraction of the love I used to. I tried to impose private prohibition, tried to lay down in position of submission, but our freedom already comes with so many restrictions. I get the feeling she's not listening. No, I do digress. If I keep talking at her like this, I know that I'll never get her out of her dress. Well, I do admit I miss her, but then I miss so many things. I miss swimming on a summer night under the warmth of the summer.
Mixing acid wash and lemonade
in my brain.
till the moon becomes the sun. And in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Triffid song.
Yeah.
That's Atlanta trio Gringo Starr from their third album, Floating Out to Sea, that song, Find a Love. And they've got a psychedelic tinge garage pop sound that's steeped in a variety of vintage styles from British Invasion, surf and 60s R&B to doo-wop and Buddy Holly. And they've got that hazy sound with those jangly reverb guitars, playful keyboards, and soaring harmonies. And that song definitely had a catchy pop hook. Again, Gringo Starr on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Also in there, you heard the second album from Portland's Sally Ford and the Sound Outside. Untamed Beast is the name of the new record, and it's got more of a swing bass sound than her debut album, and she's got kind of a feral, rocked-up blend of garage rock, rockabilly, and soul with crunchy guitars and forceful rhythms, and Sally's got that often strident vocal style with brash lyrics. That song called They Told Me. Again, Sally Ford and the Sound Outside. You also heard Australian artist Courtney Barnett. Her remarkable U.S. debut is a collection of incisive slacker pop tunes. It combines two EPs that she previously released, and she calls it the double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, and it's chock full of frank and smart songwriting and filled with telling details and a lot of dry humor in there. And she's got that garage, folk rock, psychedelic rock sound in there. You heard the song History Eraser from Courtney Barnett. Mark Pickerel and his Praying Hands, the third album from that Seattle artist, is called Tess. And it's a beautiful collection of noirish roots rock. That song called I Study Horses. And again, kicking things off with Low from the latest album, The Invisible Way. Coming up next, I've got Bear Seuss out of Brooklyn from their debut album, Don Domestique. Here's the song, Dixie Brothers. It's KEXP, where music matters.
Dixie Brothers don't have a home. I offered them my shirts. Couch crash for a month, didn't help them on the next bus. Dixie Brothers don't have a home. I helped them get along by summer's end. For I don't want them sleeping in a twin bed. Tennessee sisters from a small home. I asked for the service. Thank you.
bygone, laying near the lights of the nights of the northern lodges. There's a border road, no one slips, slides or stopping, and the neighborly sleeping in a coffin with enough Keith. You can really bore someone. Took a rat trap out to the aching. We were drinking all the ways to down. Door is wide open. You know what we're saying about us now. He's a legend. I'm a legend. And we both go tripping through the door. Well, you know that we are northern now. Heard you promised me at the north end of monogamy. Cut them from filling me lead. Somewhere I heard you scream. For others' hearts. And the lamb is to life. Hold the keys to a Cupid fly. She won't ever cry. It's time to up and die.
Same damn house on every acre I could find. my mind. And I said,
unhand me, I am not a criminal. If I am a paid man, just let me go. Soon enough you will be dancing at my funeral.
Oh,
That is Waves on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Waves music always reminds me of summer, maybe because frontman Nathan Williams is from San Diego, now living in LA, so it's got a real West Coast vibe. But the fourth album from Waves, called Afraid of Heights, is a sharply crafted blend of energetic surf punk, grunge, and breezy psychedelic-tinged pop. And you heard the song Demon to Lean On from Waves, and that's Waves with two V's, W-A-V-V-E-S. Just shows how fun that band is. You also heard Typhoon. This large Portland band's third album, called White Lighter, is a potent set of orchestral folk pop, emotive lyrics, a rich dynamic sound, and you could hear those epic crescendos and sing-along choruses in that song, Dreams of Cannibalism, which is one of my favorite songs of this year. I cannot get it out of my head. I find myself singing it all the time. Before Typhoon, you heard Volcano Choir from the album Repave. It's the second album from this project, featuring Bon Iver's Justin Vernon and the Milwaukee post-rock group Collections of Colonies of Bees. That song called Bygone from Volcano Choir. You also heard The Ocean Blue in there. Ultramarine is the first album in 15 years from this veteran Minneapolis via Pennsylvania band, and that song Sunset Moonrise from The Ocean Blue. And Bear Seuss in there out of Brooklyn with the song Dixie Brothers. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thanks so much for tuning in to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. And you can check out all of our free podcasts at kexp.org. Coming up next, I've got Crocodiles, that band originally from San Diego as well. Their fourth album, Crimes of Passion. And here's the song, I Like It in the Dark.
I like it in the dark. I like it in the dark.
A kingdom of cream. dripping from his toes. As his ghost was unzipping his skin, he let out a little whimper.
Hey, chief, says the cool cat. No use crying over spilled milk.
She whispers her name to the cloud. turned off the TV and read me a book on your phone. Here's the return of your skeleton key. Oh baby, the places we've gone. Remember the things that we said. If that-
That is Minneapolis band Polisa from their latest album, Shulamith, that song, Chain My Name, a second album from that band, an impressive set of dark R&B-tinged electropop. Their album from last year, 2012, was one of my top 10 albums of the year. I am such a sucker for a band with two drummers, and you can hear them pounding it out on that song. Again, that is Polisa. You also heard Eleanor Friedberger from her album Personal Record, that song called Stare at the Sun. It's the second solo album from the Fiery Furnaces vocalist, and it's awesome. You also heard Pomegranates from last year's album Heaven. That's the title track from that Cincinnati band's fourth album. You also heard Shake Some Action, a fourth album from them as well. They're from Seattle and led by Australian expat James Hall. Shake Some Action with the song The Girl with the Sun in Her Eyes from the album Full Fathom 5. And you also heard Crocodiles, very coincidentally, from their fourth album. I don't know what it is about fourth albums on the podcast today. But another concise set of melody-rich songs with scuzzy shoegazer guitars and swirling keyboards and also some horns on this new album, Crimes of Passion, from Crocodiles. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thanks so much for listening to our KEXP Music That Matters podcast. The time seems to go so quickly. I'm already thinking of songs for the next podcast. Until then, keep listening to KEXP.